We use extreme language. I mean, like, ultra, far, extreme, excessive language. God doesn't really get the same description. Well, let me put it this way. He does get the same description as a chicken sandwich. God's awesome. And so is that pizza that I had. That pizza was awesome. We're running out of words to describe God. We've used up all the superlatives. And when we describe something, we do reach for the strongest word we can find. My mother is toxic. Oh, whoa. That is a strong word. That's way beyond difficult. That's way beyond self-centered. That's way beyond opinionated. That's way beyond unpleasant. That is poisonous, noxious, toxic. It's my mother. He isn't critical or put downish or scolding. He's emotionally abusive. Now, I know that makes people mad when I say that, but emotionally abusive is way overused. Way overused. It would be real hard for someone to emotionally abuse you if you didn't want to be emotionally abused. Well, they could be nasty. Oh, they could say hurtful things. They could say stupid things. They could say critical things, scolding things. But whether they have the power to make you feel abused emotionally is heavily in your hands. Oh, come on, Dr. A, you can't flip a switch and have something not bother ya. Well, that's right. It certainly can bother ya. A lot. But I still think there's a big difference between something bothering you and something emotionally abusing you. Wouldn't you feel kind of impervious to somebody's unfair words if it would be very hard to emotionally rock you? I'm human, you can't flip a switch. No, you can't. But you can work on not letting stuff get to you. You can talk to yourself. You can say things like, wow, I wonder why that person has to be that edgy, that difficult, that prone to try to make me feel put down. Whoa. There's a whole bunch of other words that are really extreme too. And we use them all the time. One of my favorites is narcissist. You know, that's an extreme personality disorder. It really is. Somebody that's a narcissist really has trouble with all relationships, or virtually all relationships. They're so self-absorbed, so self-centered, that they can't even carry on a relationship. And all too often we call somebody a narcissist because they're that way with us. We find them extremely self-centered. We find them difficult. We find them self-absorbed. We find them non-empathic. So therefore they're a narcissist. Narcissist has come to crowd out the word self-centered, self-absorbed, self-promoting, self. No, narcissist is a much stronger word. We reach for strong words. We reach for excessive words. Something isn't just unpleasant, unfortunate. It is awful. It's awful. The way he talked to me was awful. Wow. That's about as strong as you're going to get. You use awful for somebody's nasty put down, well, it seems kind of like it would fall short to describe a real crisis in your life. We use the same extreme words to describe something that is unfortunate, unpleasant, difficult, compared to something that is a true tragedy, a death of a loved one, or a loss of a relationship or a serious life circumstance. That's awful. But that awful is also being used to describe when you got a flat tire and you got to work late and it wasn't a really good day at work. It was awful. How was your day? Awful. So what does it matter what word you use? Because we think and we feel like the vocabulary that we use. If I say that my father-in-law is so opinionated that I can't stand it, he drives me crazy. Whoa. Does he really drive you crazy? Or is it just kind of like a pain in the butt? Well, yeah, it's same thing. No, it's not the same thing. Because you're convincing yourself that he pushes you all the way to your limit. He doesn't, you know. He may rankle you. He may not be pleasant to be around. Drive you crazy? Makes me go nuts. He just makes me go nuts. Well, you got to cooperate for somebody, in most cases, making you go nuts. There are certainly those people that you should be separate from because they're dangerous to your well-being. I got that part. But all too often, we mix up people who are dangerous to our well-being. Really dangerous. I mean, we're talking that this is somebody who doesn't respect your moral perspective and attempts to push their lack of morals upon you or to steal some of the innocence from your kids and what they let them watch. Yeah, I got that. That's when you got to protect. But much of the time, we use these very, very strong words in relationships to describe people we find unpleasant or hard to relate to or don't like their personality or think they're holier than thou. We do that. Watch your language. Watch the extreme language. Both ways, positive or negative. Oh, it was the most amazing experience, that ride. That new ride at the amusement park, that's amazing. It's amazing. Well, okay, but how are we going to describe God? Well, he's amazing too. So he and the ride at the amusement park are about the same, huh? On the amazing quotient? Well, I'm going to take a break now. And I'm really hoping for your calls because I will be crushed, absolutely crushed, if you people don't call in.